Two Guys, One Reel podcast.
G'day, guys. Welcome back to the Two Guys, One Reel podcast. I'm your host, Kevin, and I'm here to see Dangerous Animals at Village Werribee, currently in the cinema, waiting for the movie to start. Walked into a very small section of the cinemas with one of the smaller screenings, but yeah, all the lights are off, and we're not sure if they're going to play it right now, but hopefully they do, and this movie should be good with Jai Courtney playing the villain, as everyone's seen in the trailer, so very good hopes for this movie. But yeah, after the movie, I'll tell you what I thought and give you my review, but first impressions of the trailer should be good, should be intense, and hopefully it lives up to that, so we shall see. I'll see you after the movie.
People don't understand the hierarchy of animals in this world. They don't think with their brains. They think with their guts. Now, what your guts understand is 300 razor-sharp teeth. Tearing flesh from bone.
All right, guys, I just got out of seeing Dangerous Animals, which stars Jai Courtney, Hasse Harrison, and Josh Houston. And wow, very, very strong Australian thriller. It is directed by Sean Byron and is written by Nick Leppard. And it is a strong story. And so this basically talks about a serial killer who does a shark experience, takes tourists out. But yeah, he obviously, people never come back. Yeah, he's just a crazy guy, and it's really, really well done. And with this, Jai Courtney's performance is amazing to me. This guy can play a very strong villain, and this movie showcases him. This is a very big showcase on Jai Courtney playing Bruce Tucker. After the Gold Coast, Australia, which is, love it being an Australian film and seeing these people. And so at the beginning, you get introduced to Tucker really quick, where he introduces these other couple who are not from Australia, and they're over at the Gold Coast on like a spring break. He figures that out, and he takes them out in this shark experience, and he plays with them, makes them feel, you know, welcome, and gets a guard down, and then that's when things happen. And yeah, then you get the opening screen of Dangerous Animals, and then it moves on back into Sefer. Most of the story about Sefer, who is this free-spirited surfer who doesn't live anywhere. She lives in a van, and she comes across Josh Houston's character named Moses, and he's having a bit of car trouble, couldn't get his car started, so meets her at a convenience store, and she doesn't really care. She doesn't care about anyone. She doesn't have anyone, and Moses talks her into helping him start his car with jumper cables, and they sort of have this little, he has an attraction to her, and she attracted him, and they have this little thing that happens, who runs into Tucker, and then things escalate from there. I don't want to give too much away because I do want people to see this movie. This movie is a strong movie with thriller. It is a horror. It is a psychological horror, but it is a strong, strong film. But throughout the movie, there are amazing shots of underwater shots and just overall open pan shots, which is really cool. It does have like a sort of like a Jaws-y sort of type feel, and I've heard people, well, not heard, but I've read that people say that this is sort of like a mix between Wolf Creek and Jaws put together. But with the sharks, they are showcased really well. It's a mix of a little bit of CGI for up close shots at points, but also real footage of sharks. And they shoot them fantastic. And the music in this is very fantastic. Like, it's very immersive. It's not too light, like, it's not loud to like get you scared, but it just gets you in there, and it just gets you zoned in, and it's very well done, and it's amazing. But as I said before, this is just Jai Courtney's movie. This is a fantastic showcase for him. And it is just really well done. I was very happy and surprised about how it was just a good film. Like, it's hard to describe exactly how I fully feel, because I'm just so happy about it. It's a very strong horror film. And the blood, the gore, it's there. And it makes you feel uncomfortable at times. And I like that. That's what I like. I like to feel uncomfortable in these films. I don't want to feel like, you know, nothing's going to happen. And it's just, you know, getting boring. The runtime of this is 1 hour and 38 minutes. And it doesn't feel that short. It actually feels like a very lengthy movie. Not in a bad way. There are some parts they could have gotten, didn't really need, but it was fine. It was a good pacing film. And it makes you just feel like, okay, is this it? No, it just keeps going with you. And it's very good. And with the shots on the boat, they're very good. And Tucker and makes you feel uncomfortable. And he's just witty and smart. And so is Seppo. She's not a girl to be trifled with. And that's what Tucker really likes. He's looking for that fight. He really wants someone to fight him back because he's a fisherman and he likes the thrill of the fight. But the actress who plays Sepher, Hassie Harrison, she does a very fantastic job. So her character is an American. So she doesn't have family. She's she's been in and out of foster homes and all that. And there's another chick who you do see in the trailer, who's played by Ellen Newton, who plays Heather. She plays a British tourist, and her friend Liam Grinke, named Greg. So I think he is, don't know if he's American or from England as well. I'm not sure. I didn't quite catch on that. But yeah, they meet Tucker very quickly. And Josh Houston, who plays Moses, he plays a real estate agent, and that's his job. But he's from Australia, and he's a surfer as well. And I'm going to go into spoilers now, but before I do that, I just want to say to people, give this movie a shot. If you're looking for this month, if you're looking for something to get you thrilled, excite you, and you actually have fun watching, go see this film. I don't know how it's going to pan up against 28 years later coming up, but this one holds well on its own, and I feel like it was a great, great film. There was no one else in the theater because this is the opening day for it. I went early in the day. I went at 10 o'clock in the morning, so there's no one else seeing this movie at 10 o'clock in the morning. Empty theater, so that doesn't say what this movie is, if it's bad or not, because I just went really early because I wanted to see it and get this out to you so you guys are aware of it and to shine light on it, because this film I think needs the attention because it's just very well done and it excites me and it's fun. Coming off my last episode of The Ritual, this is stronger than The Ritual. The Ritual was a good movie, but this is way above that. So I'm going to give this a rating of 8 popcorn buckets. Strong film, and it holds up to the thriller and horror and stuff. It's, yeah, I'm happy with this movie. Go see it if you can. Give it a good go. And just, yeah, well done to Jai Courtney. It made me really happy to see him back in the theaters. I hope he does more. It's good to see him back. And with that being said, if you made it this far, thank you so much. Please give us a rating. It really helps us out. And check out our Facebook page under the same name, our Instagram, same name, and tell us your thoughts. Is this movie what you expected, or did you expect something a little bit more? Are you going to go see it? If you are, please hit the like button and get engaged with us. We really want to engage with you and start conversation. And just tell us what you're looking forward to this year as well. And we're trying to see them as much as we can, and we're getting there. So, but if you want to stick to the spoilers, I'm about to go on them right now. So I'll see you in them. If not, I'll see you in the next one. All right, spoilers for Dangerous Animals. So with the story with this, so you got Bruce Tucker played by Jai Courtney, as I stated before. So everyone, if you've seen the trailers and that, you will know, be aware, he is not a good person. He is just, yeah, he's just a person that likes to fish. He's a good fisherman and stuff. And his sort of cover is this shark experience, which he takes tourists out who I think don't have anyone. So either like people who don't have, you know, either homeless or don't have anyone looking out for him or going to be looking for him. So they don't cause trouble for him. But he mostly targets females. And it's just, yeah, he is a crazy dude. He's kooky and he's just really focused on the catch, because that's his whole thing with this, is that he likes it when they fight and that, because how he kills people is he rigs him to a crane and he lifts him up and he puts him in the water after he chums the water with blood and stuff and bait and that to get sharks in there. And that's how he kills his victims. But what also he does is he cuts a bit of their hair and he turns it into a fishing lure. And he also videotapes all these as like a trophy. And then he puts, by VHS, by the way, which is really good, which I think it's really cool. You don't see that much. It's more of modern digital age. So yeah, you wouldn't see that. But he does the old format of VHS and that he's really keen on saving those mementos. And it's just really creepy how he sees things and all that. But that's his sort of story. And he's been doing this for a long time. He's very methodical, whereas Sefer, she meets up with Moses and she helps him out with his car. And then she has a bit of like a fling a one-night stand with him. And then she leaves him to go surf in the morning. And when she leaves Moses, she goes to the beach. And then she forgot her fin key for one of her boards, because when she was with Moses, they were having a little fun. And he threw her key out the window, because she doesn't like going to people's houses and stuff like that. She likes to. She lives in her van, so that's her life source. And yeah, so then when she goes to go surfing, she forgot a fin key, so she finds Tucker's ute there, and she's ruffling through it. She's just trying to find a fin key, and then Tucker comes out of nowhere, and he says, "What can I help you with?" And she's like, "I'll look for a fin key." He's like, "Oh yeah, no worries. I got heaps of them." You know, playing with her mind. So he gives her a fin key, and then he drives off. But then as Sefer is texting Moses, because Moses is like, "Why'd you leave? I was making you breakfast." And then she tells him that. And then when it gets really close up, bam, Tucker puts a bag over her head and chokes her out, knocks her out, and then abducts her. And that's when he takes her to the boat, where you run into the other chick, Heather, who is obviously a captive along with Sefer. And then you see how Tucker does things where he brings him water with some food, but the water has like medication and it knocks people out so they don't fight, so they can get him rigged up and stuff. So he kills his victims by putting them on a hoist, puts them in the water with the sharks, as I stated before, and that's how they kill him. And he just gets this thrill of seeing the sharks feed. He's very obsessed with sharks because he considers himself a shark. He's a hunter. And it goes along with that, and then Sefer tries to escape multiple times, and she's very smart. There is a bit of a disbelief in this movie with certain things, I find, you know, because there's a really cool moment when Sefer is trying to get out of the handcuffs, and so she dislocates her thumb, but then she bites her thumb off, like bites it off, and it's like, oh, it's really got me. I was like, oh, I was grossed out, I was creepy, I was like, oh, geez, it was good, it was intense. And so, yeah, then she fights Tucker and stuff, and Moses gets injured, and it's hard to go through. I don't want to go through scenes because I want people to see this. But in the end, obviously, Sefer gets the upper hand of Tucker, takes him out. And also, which is really cool, when they showcase before the very end, they showcase different sharks. So at the start, there's the Mako sharks. Then it goes to the bull sharks. And then you got the great white at the end. So that was Tucker's big finale he wanted, because he knew there was one around. So he puts Sefer on the hoist, puts her in the water, but she realizes if you're really still, and she tells Moses, because Moses gets put on there as well, because Moses finds Sefer when Sefer throws Tucker's video camera in the water, because he's obsessed with videoing it. And then he goes back to land to go get one out of like a reject shop, or no, rather like a Goodwill sort of thing. And when he does, then that's when Moses tracks down Sefer, finds that she's on this boat, and then him and Tucker fight, but Tucker gets overhand because Jai Courtney's a beast in this movie. But towards the end, he puts Moses on the thing, and Sefer's telling him to stay still. But then when Sefer's on the hook as well, same thing. Sharks don't bother because she goes really still. And I didn't really like that scene with the great white too much, because I thought it should have attacked anyway. It would have been cool. But in the end, Sefer gets the upper hand over Tucker and puts him in the water. And he gets attacked by the great white, gets mauled, and you see this big burst of the great white out of the water with Tucker in its mouth. And I was like, ugh. It was a little bit cheesy, but it was cool. And then after that goes away, because Sefer shoots Tucker with a harpoon gun to get him into the water. And then when he does, because it's got a line on it, and I'm sitting there looking, going, that line's going to go taut, and it's going to drag her in, because the great white grabs Tucker and drags him out. And it does, and she goes in the water. And at that moment, I was like, oh, is this director going to do this? Is he going to actually kill Sefer? And I'm like, please, like, that moment would be very fantastic. It would have been really strong, but no, of course not. She comes up and then she goes back to Moses. And Moses was stabbed at this point too, which he should have died. And then there's a moment that I thought he was going to die, because then she signals to another boat for help. And then when the boat's coming, you see Moses, but you don't know if he's dead. And I'm hoping, and I was sitting there going, please, just have a strong ending. But unfortunately, he survived. And then it cuts to credits. There is no post-scene credit. There's no after-scene credit with this, which is great. I didn't need it. It's a very good standalone. And it was a very, like I said, it was a very strong movie. But there were things that could have been improved with the slight of a story. Because Sephiroth, while she was captive, she finds out there's other names of people that have been on this boat. And you see the different VHSs that Tucker has after he makes his memento in this cupboard. And I just thought that you could play with that a bit more. Like, if Sephiroth had a sister or someone she was looking for, and they thought, you know, and she was looking for him, then she finds out that her name was on the wall, would have been more impactful. Or if they found the VHS collection and she was watching a couple of the videos, would have been more, I found. But they didn't go down that route, which is okay. But I found out if Moses died in the end, it would have been more of a strong ending. Or if Sephiroth did and then Moses survived, I would have been really cool. But they went down the safe route, which is fine. Needed like a happy ending, but I feel like it needed a stronger ending. But the overall movie was very strong, but the ending was a very lacking point. It doesn't impact too much from the movie. It was a good movie. And go see it. Really go see it, please. It's a fantastic movie, and I want it to do well. I hope it makes its money, because it was good. It was a good thriller. It was really well done. And if you made it this far, as I stated before, please give us a rating and get involved in the comments and let us know what your thoughts are. Do you agree with me? Do you disagree with me? I'd like to hear it. I don't care how negative you are. We would love the engagement and get to know our audience. And we'd like to, And I'd like to thank everyone. If you have been listening and haven't listened to our other episodes, thank you so much. You're helping us out. And again, this is a strong 8 popcorn buckets. And I appreciate you. And if you made this far, thank you again. And I'll see you in the next one.